Radio Hagen, der Podcast.
Willkommen zum Radio Hagen Podcast. Wir haben heute einen Gast, der vor einem Jahr schon mal hier war, Ellen Anikova. Sie ist vor einem Jahr aus der Ukraine geflohen und wir haben damals mit ihr vor allem über die Flucht geredet. Jetzt nach einem Jahr wollen wir wissen, was ist alles bei ihr im Leben passiert und wie nimmt sie die ganze Lage jetzt nach einem Jahr wahr? Ellen, hi, nice to meet you. Cool to have you here again.
Hi, nice to meet you. Yes, I'm grateful to see you all.
Yeah.
Once more.
So, 1 year ago, you stayed for 1 week here at our radio station and learned a little bit how we work. And it was a time shortly after you had to leave the Ukraine. Do you still know how you felt at this point of time?
Yes, 1 year ago, I just saw that war will end next day. Yes, tomorrow will be the end of this scary life, but now I'm still here and we are just praying every day to help our parents, to our friends that are still living there, to help our warriors, yes, country with some donuts, with meetings against the war. We just say we're very grateful to German people and government because of this supporting with weapons, yes, with these Leopard tanks and so on. We're very happy and we trust that this will help to help our victory.
The last time you spoke about your escape from the Ukraine, the train ride, which was very scary, how could you handle these experiences? Could you, how to say it, could you deal with it? Had you problems with it the past month?
No, we are talking about mental problem.
Yeah, mental. It was like, could you deal with it mentally, yeah?
No, it's okay because I was just ready for these situations. I was scared before 2 months before the war. There were a lot of gossips, talks about that it will begin and so on. And when it starts, I was calm. And I need to be calm because of my daughter, my old parents, yes, not so old. I wish they wouldn't listen that they are old, yes. And I need to be strong. No, there is no mental problems with these situations, but because we are everything okay with us, yes, but when I'm just listening to another problem, situations of my friends, real people, yes, and with the relatives of these regions that are bombing, then maybe I need to have some therapy, yes, and to avoid breaking my soul.
Yeah, but you still have to think about it very often, about these experiences?
Yes, I'm just searching every day, every second, all news, and most part of my friends are still living in Ukraine, in Kyiv, and Kyiv is a goal game, yes, of Russian government, and I'm just living in the city center near the government quarter, Verkhovna Rada.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it's like it's not so from one hand it's safety place, yes, because of the protection, but from another it's the aim of Putin. That's why I'm every day in such a scary thing. I think tomorrow it will be 1 year of the war, and we're just waiting for something, mm-hmm. and we don't know what.
Yeah, and you are concerned about your friends who are still in the Ukraine, yeah?
Yes, I have all channels, my messengers with all this alarm they're not switch off. They're still, I'm searching or it's okay or not. And today it was alarm three times in Kyiv, yes. And it's not the most, it's not the limit of the number. It could be 10 times and...
Yeah. And can you still sleep well with all these alarms? Or is it like you wake up every night lots of times because you think there's something happening?
I have a good intuition. And sometimes I just can even cry and call to my friends and say, please go to the shelter, because it's you couldn't go every hour. You need to work, eat. Yes, kids need to go to the kindergarten, school, university, and they just want to live their normal life. And it's like a Russian roulette in real life.
Okay, I see. So, but the I say daily life for lots of people is going on in the Ukraine. But there's still war, so it's like people go to university and yes. On the other side there are still bombs and there are still fights, right?
Yes, every day bombing all territory. We in Ukraine now there is no safety place. As you see that even there were part bombing Poland, near Poland, near another European countries. And it's like an answer that there is no safety place, even on a border.
Mm-hmm. And the people don't want to leave the Ukraine because they want to go on in their daily life. Or what's the reason?
The reason, there are some types of people that have really old parents that are not transferred. They cannot be transferred to another country. There are people that they just don't want to leave because I just born here, I will die here, yes. And for sure, I'm just leaving because I have a kid and I don't know if I will do the same, if I will alone, yes, child-free.
But your parents directly wanted to go with you 1 year ago, right?
No. Father said that he will stay at home. He will protect this place and no one will enter his house.
Okay.
But I just have some manipulations, crying, screaming and just go.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and then he said, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
But it was hard communication because he's a man and he's the owner of a house, yes, and just it's all his life.
I think in this moment there were lots of emotions, yeah, in your talk, so it was like emotional in general.
Yes, and it wasn't so easy but I'm grateful to him that he agree with my offer to go, yes, and but it was like some joke maybe. We were with two small bags, just laptop, phones, charger, some money, yes, meal, and maybe some jeans. It was limit clothes and just one small bag.
Sure, the most important things.
Yes.
Yeah. And you left the Ukraine successfully. You arrived in Germany. Now, 1 year after you arrived, take us a little bit with you. What changed in this year? What happened here since you stayed here in Hagen?
I attend and promote all people to attend all meetings in Dortmund, Düsseldorf. Tomorrow it will be in Köln. I help with some products that from my German friends, yes, just collect and transferred to Ukraine, help, there were some sponsors to help ambulance in Nikolaev city. It was bombed, and there were working my friend with the kids. She was a kid surgery. I'm just attending courses. My daughter learning in German school, and after in dance and M Studio school with Mona, you know, in ALP. And then Ukrainian school and my courses, and I'm just 24 hours like running. Some there were some interviews in newspaper, in your radio, and another social media.
Mm-hmm. So you working for more awareness, yeah, to explain what's happening in the Ukraine and which help is needed, and let's stay with your daughter and your parents. So they have a daily life now in Hagen too.
Yes, my parents are so cool. They are at that age that it's not necessary to attend these courses, mm-hmm. but they want, they ask, and they just every day learning. And mom sometimes wants to help father because mom, she knows English, and it's a little bit easier to understand German, but father said, no, I will do it alone, it's my test, it's everything mine. Yes, and my father is a journalist, and he just historical journalist, mm-hmm. yes, and he was working on Verkhovna Rada in our government. Yes, no, they just want to live a normal life in Kiev, in Ukraine. Still is my brother, he's a volunteer. He's a volunteer not for 1 year, from the end of the war in 14, when it started. Not now, yes, 9 years ago, and he's lawyers that help people to switch these territories and help them with food, with documents, and so on. Mm-hmm. And he is still in not good places to help people in, how to say, hot places.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we are scared about him, but...
Yeah, I think so. And your brother doesn't want to leave. He
no, he's a volunteer. He's maybe more than 10 years. He's a vegetarian and animal safety, all these meetings. No, he doesn't want, yes. And
okay. And after 1 year, what are you missing most of the Ukraine?
I'm missing my friends, some types of food, yes, and maybe just some moments, some my home. I'm missing everything, yes, and I couldn't even answer to this question. I'm every day just want to come back, yes, and it's really hard.
Yeah, I see. I think it's very difficult to replace a home. A home will always be a home. It's combined with lots of things, the people, the country in general, maybe the food.
Yes, but when it's Germany, it's easier because all people are so... kind to us, and I'm just even sometimes not crying, but so confused, yes, with this kindness, and they want to help you everywhere, even in a store, in with translation and so on. And it's not only for German people. At my courses, there are a lot of Bosnian people, Bosnian, yes, mm-hmm. and they are cool, and everyone wants to help you, and it's it's really cool, and I'm happy that I'm here in such country that helps you to live your normal life. I can attend qualified courses. In Kyiv, I want to attend them. It's like from the Goethe Institute, yes, mm-hmm. and it's really cool to attend them. I will pass the exam. Maybe then I will go to the next level, or I will find a job. And I will invite all my German friends in Ukraine to open to them all this food, yes, our nature, people, mentality, habits, and I think it will be interesting for them.
Yeah, I think so. That's a cool way to learn a little bit more about it.
To learn, yes, and to say thank you for all this year. Yes, really, there were no problems, even in such institutions like job centers, Sozamt, yes, Rathaus, everywhere. There were people that want you really to help, not only on board. They really help you.
That's yes. cool. That's cool. I wish you good luck for the future and just the best.
Thanks.
Radio Hagen, der Podcast.